This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
1 week to go until the Iowa caucuses. The field is still crowded, but it's three who are battling for the first in the nation presidential boost. That's Gingrich, Romney, and Paul.
Newt has a ton of baggage. He was fined $300,000 for ethics violations.
You know, to take this junk off the air.
Decades ago, Romney runs pro-choice campaign for Senate.
With regards to abortion, I changed my mind.
Ron Paul's at a ceiling and he's not going anywhere further.
Why were we flying a drone over Iran? Why do we have to bomb so many countries? Why are we in 130 countries and we're totally bankrupt?
The ads are flying and the candidates are running way to the right. Who will win and will it even help them get to the White House? It's Tuesday, December 27th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry this morning and all this week. And, of course, I'm here with Celeste. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, Todd.
Good to be with you. Well, good. This morning, a look at the vanishing partnership between the United States and Pakistan. We'll catch up with a Takeaway listener struggling in this economy and 3 years unemployed. And a look at what may be a gay rights movement in hip-hop. But first, we're going to go to Iowa, where the cold winter and the GOP caucuses are just a week away. Many of you, though, are still talking about our interview on yesterday's show with Jay Smooth, who says we should talk more openly about race. Someone named Dark Horse writes to us, "My biggest gripe is that your interview essentially seemed to state that if somebody believes something is racist, then it is racist. I feel that all too often the race card and the gender card and the religion card are played too quickly by people who are either offended too easily or simply looking for an excuse for their problems." Tell us what you think by calling 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, let's check in on some of the morning's top headlines.
In Syria, heavy bombardment in the city of Homs has stopped and army tanks are leaving. That's happening just as a group of Arab League observers arrive in Homs. The group is there to monitor the clashes between government forces and opposition groups. Most of the violence in Homs has happened in the Baba Amir area. This resident there said civilians have been in great danger, not just from tanks, but snipers as well.
The snipers all around. I think they are going to kill all of us, all of civilian people here in Baba Amir. They don't care. Children, little kids, women, old men, boys, girls. They kill everyone.
Under the Arab League plan, all armed forces must withdraw from areas of conflict. 30 people were said to be killed there yesterday. The Syrian government says the army is not on the offensive, but is resisting armed groups.
An al-Qaeda group has claimed responsibility for the wave of attacks in Iraq last week. 69 people were killed Thursday in coordinated strikes on a dozen Shiite neighborhoods. It was the first major bloodshed since U.S. troops left Iraq. In 1 week, Iowans will vote for the Republican candidate they want to go up against President Obama in the 2012 elections. The candidates themselves are gearing up for a final push toward the Iowa caucuses next Tuesday. Newt Gingrich, of course, Mitt Romney and Ron Paul are expected to be the front runners. But Gingrich's campaign is looking disorganized. It failed to submit the 10,000 signatures needed to qualify for the ballot in Virginia in the East. And Ron Paul has been recently accused of homophobic and racist comments from 2 decades ago in newsletters that he sponsored. Opinion polls show many Iowa voters are still undecided. We'll have more about the GOP race coming up.
Drew Brees set a new NFL record. You go, Brees, for passing yards in a single season last night. He did it with one game to spare. Dan Marino had held that record with 5,084 yards for almost 3 decades. Last night, Brees threw for 307 yards and 4 touchdowns. The New Orleans Saints beat the Atlantic Falcons 45-16. Go Saints.
Oh, that's a rout. All right, let's moving on to the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European markets are up. The Dow starts at 12,294. The S&P begins at 1265. And the NASDAQ opens at 2618. All this week, we're asking you to tell us the stories that had the biggest impact on you in 2011.
This is David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Happy New Year. For me, the most memorable story is the fall of the Tea Party and of Herman Cain.
Well, looking ahead to 2012, we want to know what stories you think will have the most resonance. Sharon writes on thetakeaway.org, the war in Afghanistan and all related stories. We are still at war, and so many Americans have all but forgotten. We want to hear from you. Now, coming up in just a couple minutes, we go to Iowa with John Ward from the Huffington Post and Maggie Haberman from Politico. The caucuses, 1 week away. That's coming up.